I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance, for doing a quick roundup of the main issues in East Asia Pacific Wednesday, the 6th of February. Firstly, in China, the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, has warned that there will be massive implications for the global economy if the trade war escalates between the US and China. The US and China have a deadline of 1 March to strike a deal, or the US has said it will increase tariff rates of $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from the current 10% to 25%. An increase in the cost of US-China trade is likely to prompt businesses to move away from the current East Asian supply chains. The organization's report estimates a $160 billion contraction in the East Asia region's exports. In Thailand, yesterday, a police officer was injured and a civilian was killed in an ambush in the Sungai Kolok district of southern Narithawat province. An unidentified gunman opened fire at the officer in the Tambong Pasamat area near a police outpost at Pankawa Losira. Investigators found 9 5.56mm shells. Police suspect the separatist insurgents were behind the attack and confirmed that there were 2 groups involved in the attack. One fired the shots and the other scattered nail spikes on the road to present an obstacle for any police or military pursuit. Clients are again advised to employ extreme caution while travelling in the southern provinces of Thailand, where fatal incidents are, of course, a daily occurrence and have been for a couple of decades now. In Indonesia, the Jakarta Corruption Court has sentenced a former member of the House of Representatives, Amin Santoso, to 8 years in prison and fined him about $20,000 or 300 million rupiah for bribery. He was barred from politics for 3 years. Amin was found guilty of receiving 3.3 billion rupiah in bribes from the region of Central Lampung and a director of Iwan Binangkit Construction Company. The bribes were paid for favours to receive an allocation of additional funds in the 2018 state budget. In Taiwan, President Tsai Ing-wen received a death threat yesterday on her official Facebook page. The threat was made by an alleged pro-China activist in a message reading, "New Year's wish, behead Tsai Ing-wen, unify China." In response to the threat, the Criminal Investigations Bureau said the threat has violated the criminal code and police have launched an investigation to identify the perpetrator. The threat comes after an increase in rhetoric from China this month concerning the reintegration of Taiwan into the People's Republic of China. Also in Taiwan, negotiations between a pilots' union and the Taiwanese carrier China Airlines, aiming to avoid a strike, have broken down. The dates of the strike are yet to be decided. The strike is likely to disrupt air travel during the busy Lunar New Year in Taiwan. Clients are advised to monitor the developments on the strike to avoid travel disruptions. However, in Papua New Guinea, Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has avoided a no-confidence vote this month as the parliament was adjourned until May. The government has asked for clarification on parliamentary procedures and powers over a vote of no confidence against the Prime Minister. The opposition conducted a rally at Goroka in the Eastern Highlands this week. Another rally is being planned at Madang. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com. Thank you.